I'd like to call to order the July 31st, 2019 meeting of the Port Commissioners of Kingston. Welcome to the meeting. This is a regular meeting of the Kingston Port Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you'd like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's right over there. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. I'm including an executive session after the public comment period. If we'd like to put that in there.
So before we go into consent agenda?
Yes.
Is Greg bringing copies of the
documents? Yes.
The documents, okay.
Yes. So I see that we're going to move on to public comment. I see that there is a public here.
Yes. My name is Dr. Richard Osborne, OSB ORN. I am a leasee at the port in C50. And I want to address three issues regarding port operations. Number one, I had the unfortunate experience of losing my engine and needed some emergency help trying to get back into the dock. And when I contacted, I had expected the port would have such kind of assistance available. And I called, because I'd used it before, about 6-8 years ago, and they said the insurance had changed and they could not do anything for me. Uh-huh. And so I fortunately was able to sail inside the breakwater and got a push from one of the guys coming out because I was in his way to get out. So it worked out fairly well that time. But what I called to do is to indicate that there is normally a provision, there is with my policy and other policies, that if there is an emergency, you can be held free liability for emergency assistance. And so I don't know whether the operators didn't know that or, you know, this was an off hour and nobody was hardly around. So.
Oh, I see.
But I would urge the port operators to consider revising the insurance policy and getting it clarified. And I also understand it's not a simple question because you have multiple insurance companies with multiple incidents, depending on what kind of assistance you provide, when you provide it, who you provide it to, whether they're a member of the leaseholder of the marina or not a leaseholder, et cetera, et cetera. But that needs to be clarified and expanded.
Okay.
And I would urge them to have a policy of being able to make sure that people are safe in our marina. I was a danger to every boat in that marina without an engine and trying to sail. I'm not that good a sailor.
Thank you.
Second thing I want to address is I called in a diver after my boat was sitting for a while. I finally got it fixed, and I had barnacles on the propeller, and I've got a bunch of weed now because it was just sitting there. And I called my diver in to get rid of that, and he was denied access to being able to do that. He called me, and I called the port, and they said, no, nobody's going to be able to clean bottom clean boats. For a sailboat where you do not have a haul-out facility, that means you cannot moor sailboats in the marina. Now, that sounds like an extreme consequence, but it is. Because if you would take a boat with a bad propeller that is out of whack, and mine's a folding propeller, and it got the barnacles on one side, so every time it spins, it starts whacking on the drive shaft that goes back up into the engine. Okay, if I did that all the way to Edmonds, I would have to need a new drive shaft, and et cetera, et cetera.
Wobbling, et cetera. And
so I'm out. Okay, what am I going to do? How would I do that? Can I get a tow? Well, that's several hundred dollars. All right. So you just can't have a marina there without a haul-out facility. I called the Department of Ecology, and there was a misinterpretation of what it means to clean the bottom of your boat. Yes, it is legal to do so. Yes, they allow you to do that if you have hard bottom paint. If you're taking weed off of the hull of the boat with a soft scrub brush, the way they do, and if you're taking barnacles off the unpainted surfaces. And they requested, not required, not suggested, but requested that you collect the barnacles and dispose of them as the diver do that. It's not a will shall may issue, it's a request issue. Okay? Because there's no paint on that surface, there should be no residual from the surface.
So if I could clarify then, if it was just the propeller that you wanted to have the guy clean?
I have to get rid of the weed too. And you can do that with a soft brush. What you cannot do is take underwater sandpaper and scrape the paint off of it, because it's the paint residue that are concerned about.
Anti-fouling paint?
There's two kinds of, they have three kinds of paint.
Yeah, that's right.
One is soft. Ablating paint, that used to be very popular. Mm-hmm. They no longer allow you to clean the bottom of the boat with that kind of paint on it. Mm-hmm. And there is a provision, you go to their website, they said, you cannot clean it if you have this kind of paint. Mm-hmm. You can clean it if you have this kind of paint. Well, they just don't say anything about that other kind.
You have the happier paint,
yes,
if you will.
Yes, I have the correct paint. Okay.
Right.
Second is, my boat did not come with a history from marinas that had ablating paint.
Oh.
My boat comes out of the Midwest, mm-hmm. and you use VC-17 offshore out there, mm-hmm. and that's a hard bottom paint. Okay. So there's no possible residual underneath what I already have that will come off. So I finally talked to the guy. I gave the executive director the name of the individual and his ruling, because I know he has to back that up. He can't take hearsay on such an important issue. And it says you can get the diver to use a brush to eliminate growth, okay? And he can scrape unpainted surfaces if he collects the barnacles. So yes, we can have a diver. Yes, he can do that. Yes, he can get me back up and sailing again. Yes, I can use the marina. However, having talked with the executive director, having talked with the Department of Ecology, they are not sure what's coming down the pike.
Uh-huh.
And the Department of Ecology had provisions to eliminate the copper that's in the anti-fouling paint,
yes,
until they found out the stuff that they were recommending was a neurotoxin.
Yes.
It was killing everybody, not just, you know, the particles.
Yeah.
Now, If they're going to start messing around with that provision about cleaning boats, okay, I would suggest the port should investigate reinstituting a haul-out mechanism. You have the land available for it. It can be done. We used to have it. It's not a big deal. But that would then allow us to be able to lift the boats out of the water, put them on a land, scrape them down, dispose of that stuff, and put it back in. And you can have sailboats in your marina. If you don't want sailboats in the marina, I think you ought to have an explicit policy that says you don't, not an informal policy that excludes you indirectly.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Yeah,
is there another
two
one?
More items.
Okay,
another
go ahead.
One. Okay. So we modify the insurance on the rescue. We suggest that you investigate the establishment of a haul-out system, okay? And according to your website, it is 2018.
Huh?
It's 2018, according to your website.
Website needs to be updated.
I would hope that you would be able to use the website to communicate with the leaseholders. I know the port is directing a lot of time, energy, effort to non-port activities and economic development. But please, according to your budget that I just read, you had from the lease operations almost $200,000 out of a budget of $225,000
revenue. Sorry for what? I missed that.
2019 had mortgage, permanent mortgage revenue of $191,000. And want to eliminate that, all the sailboats from that, I suggest you're going to have some financial difficulty. And as a taxpayer in the district, that upsets me.
Which part of it?
Well, I'm very upset with the increase in prices to begin with. The used to be you could count on the port increasing the price, the rate of inflation. And that's what historically has been. So they went through a study, quote unquote, having been a consultant and conducted a number of the studies. It was intuitively obvious from an infinite distance what was going on, and they decided to increase the rates. And they did. And that made us very unhappy. So what we have seen over the last 6 months, and the reason I stress the increase of the use of the website is, my rent's gone up very, very dramatically. My services have gone down very dramatically when I have an emergency. And they were telling me I can't get my boat clean. Well, people get really incensed when those three things happen within a matter of months without any indication of change from the board. So there were fundamental changes in policy that were not communicated to the people who were leaseholders. Now, I personally understand all the difficulties the ports had trying to accommodate a dramatic change in operations due to the fast ferry. And I think they've done a marvelous job adjusting to that and trying to help everybody out and get that done. But I think it's time now that we step back and start doing some more focus on the marina itself and your revenue source. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Yep.
It is now 6:43. We're going to recess into executive session for.
Well, I can't do it.
Yeah, no.
No. For 30 minutes, I'm thinking. So at 7:15, we'll recess back into regular session.
Well, appreciate it,
Nick.
Thank you.
If
I
executive session is for, let me read this. Per RCW 4230.110, to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. Also RCW 4230.110(1)(i). There, the other one was 1G. This is 1I. To discuss with legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence. So we will now recess to executive session to resume at 7:15. Thank you.